From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Here we go. We're going to continue on with a little conversation with Phil Wilson, a longtime friend of mine, and talk about the benefits of sweating saunas, especially our sauna. And ours is really kind of special, and I wanted to bring Phil on. He's been doing more research on it. He gets questions from all around the world on this sauna. And with any kind of luck, I think Phil is here. Phil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's nice to hear from you. It's nice to talk to you, Patrick.
It's always nice to talk to anybody, Phil, and especially you.
Phil, you're good.
Phil is with Momentum 98, right?
Well, you know, it's better to call it Relax Saunas of Momentum, or just simply the Relax Sauna Company.
Yeah, and how long have you been working with this sauna? It's been a long time, hasn't it?
You know, I've been sweating and promoting the benefits of saunas and sweating for 16 years now. Can you believe it?
Wow, 16 years. It's funny, I met Phil years ago. Every now and then you'd go to a natural food expo somewhere right around the country when I had my food business. And there was Phil. There was Phil. He had his little cap on, and he looked great. And you've been using the sauna, you think, regularly that long?
20 minutes a day for about 15 years now.
I don't know if I mentioned to you when we talked, but probably about 6 months ago, after having this sauna for all these years, maybe even longer, I started, said, you know, I'm going to really start to do this, right? I would do it once or twice a week. And so 6 months ago, man, I started doing it every day, and I don't think I've missed a day. And I just, it's how this has improved my life. I mean, I can't tell you. It's pretty amazing. I tell you what, I feel better and better. What's going on?
Well, the proof is definitely in the pudding. And if a person would go to YouTube and search for Relax Sauna Testimonials Lyme, they would get 13 testimonies, video testimonies on Lyme disease. And if they leave out the number Lyme, they'll get 650 testimonies on what the Relax Sauna has done for different individuals, from feeling better to getting rid of extreme pain to getting rid of neuropathy to just helping a person feel more calm, alert, relaxed, tuned in, and everything else.
Wow. I took my body temperature last night just for fun.
Good.
You know, with your head sticking out, of course, I grabbed a thermometer, 105 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'd be difficult for any kind of little bug to live in that, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, I for many, many, many years, I thought that, it raises the temperature 1 to 2 degrees, the core temperature of the body. And probably in 20 to 30 minutes, it's not going to, you know, I'm not sure about the accuracy of your measuring your temperature.
I know it was accurate. No, I use that thermometer a lot. It's very accurate. I was wondering.
You know, there's a lady in Chicago who I met 2 months ago who bought a sauna for me 8 years ago, and I re-met her 2 months ago. And she has been using the Relax Sauna for helping people get rid of Lyme symptoms.
Huh.
She uses it every 4 hours. That means five times a day. She lets them sleep for 8 hours.
Wow.
And she does this for 1 week and raises the core temperature, she says, to 104.5 degrees, and all the spirochetes that caused the Lyme disease, gone.
They left.
Yeah, gone. They just left. They vacated the premises. They couldn't stand the environment.
That's crazy.
You know, and she says she's helped about 180 to 120 people in 8 years to do this. And I was shocked, actually, because we have 12 other testimonies on YouTube on how it's helped Lyme disease. Totally, I mean, oh my gosh, and autism and neuropathy and diabetes and just chronic pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia. I've been so blessed to be able to promote the sauna that in Taiwan they say that's like being in the presence of a Qigong master. And when I say that, people, you know, they don't have a picture of that. That means you're in the presence of a wonderful, loving energy that's penetrating into your beingness. And so I translate that into American English so people can relate to. And I said, this is the best. The relax sauna is the best we can do to get a step-down version of divine love in a box.
Oh, man. I like that. Phil Wilson. I like that. Good. You're very poetic here this morning.
Well, you have to. When you live in the moment, that's why we're called momentum.
That's how we do it.
Not just live in the moment.
Momentum.
But yeah, you have to listen, too. Live in the moment and listen. That's called taking advantage of the moment.
Well, what I like about our saunas is that they're compact. They're very easy to clean. The only thing you do is you flip it on, right? Just flip it on, and you're there, and you can put
30
on
30 seconds.
Yeah, you can put on a timer if you want. And
I had two well-known authors in the span of a two-week period both say, I can't believe how good it feels in 30 seconds. Huh. And I was at the Louise Hay Conference, and Dr. Christiane Northrup, who wrote the book Wisdom of Menopause, she said, I can't believe how good it feels in 30 seconds, and my hair doesn't get messed up.
But as you probably know, in Ayurvedic medicine, which I have studied for many years, Phil Wilson, they're quite clear that it's not a good idea to heat up your brains anyway.
Well, you know, a lot of people say that, and I honor that and respect it, and I think it's true some of the time, maybe a lot of the time. I happen to be a 50-50 person. Half the time my head's inside, I duck my head, and boy, does it feel good in my eyes, and half the time I'm out. And it's like a breath of fresh air to be sweating profusely and to be able to breathe the fresh air.
Oh, sometimes you go ahead and just put your head back in there, and it's easy to do. I haven't done that much, and what benefits do you think that is? Those are?
Well, it gets rid of the sinus. I mean, you know, like with your head outside, maybe gets rid of half your sinus difficulties. You stick your head in for 3, 4, 5 minutes, and that's all it takes, and all your sinuses are clear.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I'm really a proponent of, I'm pro-choice. I really believe that people ought to have the choice to put the head in or out.
In or out.
Yes.
We actually have these little slits, too, which I've never used because I do it at night, in the middle of the night, but so you could read when you're doing it, too, right?
You can read, or if you really want to get decadent, you can use the TV remote.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, gosh. That's good. Now, one of the big issues, I probably get more emails about this than anything else, and I'm sure you know where I'm going.
Yes.
Is electromagnetic fields. Boy, I get that. I get that in email a lot. I get it a lot.
I'm getting good. I'm really getting good at helping people ease their fears about EMF.
All right.
Now, a long time ago, a book came out called Good Fats, Bad Fats. Because we all thought fats were bad. But there are good fats and there's bad fats. There's good bacteria, there's bad bacteria. You know, the earth generates EMF. Oh, my. Better get off the earth. And we've been selling healing magnets, you know, for like 30 years. Well, guess what? Electromagnetic frequency. These healing magnets generate lots of EMF because that's what they are, and they help get rid of people's pain. You know, the fear of EMF, I'm convinced, is 20 times worse than EMF of itself. Now, Dr. Sherry Rogers, she's an environmental medical doctor, and she dealt with hundreds and thousands of people with chemical sensitivities and sensitivities to electromagnetic energies, and she wrote the classic book, Detoxify or Die, which is a testament to the benefits of far infrared saunas. And this book was written in 2000. It's a bestseller, and it's got tons and tons and tons of research on far infrared ray energy and the benefits of far infrared ray energy. And she also has helped hundreds and thousands of her patients who had sensitivities to electromagnetic frequencies and to chemicals. Now, it's interesting because what I've discovered recently, get a load of this. You know, there, we sell EMF protectors in my health food store, Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a couple brands, and
yeah,
there's a whole
some
bunch
of them work.
Out there.
Some of them work good.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a question of which works the best and what they do. But the Relax Sauna radiator, I think, is one of the best EMF protectors in the world.
Oh, the actual radiator itself that's putting out
It's an EMF protector. Not only that, but it antidotes EMF six times better than any other infrared device out on the planet.
How do we know that?
Well, the research. There's 65 years of research. And, you know, and like the Japanese research that they've done, and I quote, you know, basically, recently there have been reports detailing the hazard of exposure to certain kinds of electromagnetic fields, such as those from high-tension power lines, cell phones,
sure.
or from computer display terminals.
Sure.
Well, anyway, they've been tested in Japan and found free of toxic electromagnetic fields. The Swedish National Institution of Radiation Protection has also concluded that infrared heaters are not dangerous. Instead, Japanese researchers have reported that far infrared radiant heat antidotes the negative effects of toxic electromagnetic sources. It also antidotes sunburn, and it also antidotes nuclear energy, like Fukushima energy.
Oh, so you're saying, and I've got all these fancy meters, as you know, and I've measured our saunas, and we're really low. We don't have any RFs. There's none. I mean, but there is some way down below near the meter itself, correct?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And you say that what it's putting out antidotes that right away anyway.
It's like a bear or a raccoon outside of an RV. You can see the bear, but it can't hurt you. It can't get into the RV. And I've got a 5 years ago, I met a musician in Philadelphia. He was really reluctant to get in the Relax Sauna at a show. His friend got in and said, "Oh, this is incredible." He got in. He was in for about 15 minutes. About a half an hour later, he gave me an interview. And he said, "I can sense the EMF by the radiators, by the feet, but it is in no way affecting me negatively." So he was aware enough to sense it like a bear outside an RV, but it's not affecting you. And this is for real. And you can measure it. You can take your EMF meter and measure it, and there is a little bit of EMF. It's about 1/6 of a Vitamix blender, which I have, and a Green Power juicer, which I have. And I sit in front of 10 minutes, you know, doing my juicing, and I love it. And the juice is going to be a whole lot more beneficial than the little bit of EMF that I put in, that I put near me.
If you have a question or a comment for Phil, you can call us. You heard me talking about these Relax Saunas forever. I mean, gosh, Phil, what it's been, 8 years now or so?
Something like that.
You know, I think it's crazy. A long time. I think, well, we've been
I use it almost every morning, 20 minutes almost every morning. And on spa day for Phil, I use it for 20 minutes. I get out for 5 or 10 minutes, drink a lot of water, and get in for another 20 minutes. And then I do it again. And afterwards, I meditate or go to sleep, and boy, I feel like I've been in the spa for nine hours, and I can't imagine anything that could get me feeling so good so quickly.
Oh, so one day a week, you do 20 minutes, get out for what, 10 or so, go back and do
five or 10 minutes,
just cool down. Why do you do that rather than just, you know, turning the timer back on and doing 60 minutes straight? What's the idea there?
Well, I like to relax. I don't want to be in it that long.
Yeah, boy, because, you know, there's sometimes after 20, 25 minutes, man, I am just ready to get out.
I did find a technique, though.
Yeah.
I used to, because 22 minutes, it just gets too hot. So I used to roll my head back and forth and do exercises.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now I just unzip the zipper 8 inches because it's not the heat. It's the light that does the healing. It's the light.
Yeah, but the
it's
heat,
the healing light.
The heat also does a lot of stuff, doesn't it? You know,
the heat jump starts you to start sweating.
Sweating,
it doesn't
right.
need to be that hot.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, like the thing is, you can be as comfortable as you like, and still have incredible benefit. You can have it open up 8, 9, 10 inches, and get 90 to 95% of the benefit you would get, because the light, you lose very, very little light.
What's the fabric made out of in these saunas?
The fabric is nylon, and there's it's coated with silver, and the company that makes our tents makes the spacesuits for NASA. And NASA's pretty you know, tuned in and on a lot of levels, and they're not going to use a product that's going to mess up their astronauts in outer space.
I didn't know that. Silver.
Yeah.
So it's nylon silver. And that's what leverages the healing light infrared rather than a wooden unit, correct?
Yes. And you know those portable units that you see around for a couple hundred dollars, and there's a couple units that sell for $600, $700, $800? All of those units have 20 square feet of corrugated plastic inside holding up those tents.
Oh, that's not good.
No, because the problem with most bodies is they got too much plastic,
yeah.
Especially firemen who breathe in the fumes when a building burns.
We don't need any more plastic.
We got famous individuals recommending other portable saunas because they've been fooled by marketing ploys and have no clue there's 20 feet of plastic, corrugated plastic, and all these other saunas. And some of them only generate between 18% and 30%, 36% of the energy coming out of their saunas is far infrared ray. That's all, compared to 95% of the relaxed sauna. So my job has been a job of educating the public. And I have a quote that I love. It says, an experience in the relaxed sauna is worth 1,000 pictures.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, you know, how much is it? What's a picture worth?
So you go around to different shows a lot. You travel a lot.
I do about 30 shows a year.
That's crazy. And
then I have my other people do another 20, 30 shows a year.
Yeah, and you would think that's very hard on a body, generally, flying around, hotel food. Last time I saw you, what was it, three years ago, I don't know, in Austin.
About
when
two
you
years
came through.
Ago. I was doing a show in Austin.
Yeah, you look like you're about 12.
I feel about 24.
Yeah, and I look very, a lot lower than my 71 revs as well. So what is it, the pro-euthene benefits, you think? Is it the heat and the light, or what do you think?
Well, it's divine love.
it's a love thing. Okay, I got it.
There's a love bond created between your cells and your body, and the energy coming out of the relaxed sauna. That's the truth of it. But I could explain it in scientific ways too. The relaxed far infrared sauna radiators and the far infrared ray energy. Far infrared ray is the only energy that resonates with the cells of your body. Okay. Now resonating means if you put your two hands together like 2 inches apart, you can feel a pulsating, a resonating. Well, that's magnify that by 20, and that's what it feels like when your body is in the relaxed sauna, which generates 1,500 watts of far infrared energy. 98% is far, the other 2% is not, because you can't have absolute zero, you can't have absolute far infrared ray energy. We have a semiconductor chip technology. The relaxed sauna company has won half a dozen awards for their ingenuity at invention conferences. They have met with the president of Taiwan, who has given them awards for their technology achievement. It was a major, major, major breakthrough to find out how to get 98% far infrared energy out of an electricity. You won't find another sauna that does more than 60%, and they all do about between like 18 and 36 on some of the portable saunas, and the wooden saunas are usually from 36 to 62, maybe 40 to 50, most of them are at that. That's all. That's only 40 to 50%. And so what they do, because they can't get 98% or even close to that, they have marketing ploys to talk about, quote, full spectrum infrared, making that seem like that's good.
Well, it sounds good to me.
Yeah, sounds good. But far infrared energy is we have 65 years worth of research on far infrared ray energy. Only far infrared ray energy pulsates the water molecules, and so that's what far infrared does. It resonates with the cells of the body, the organic cells of the body, and pulsates the water molecules. That's all that it does. That is amazing, though.
Man, you're good. I want to buy one.
See, the pulsating water molecules does two things. Okay? It increases core temperature of the body, and that mobilizes the lymphatic system, gets the nitric oxide to be, you know, generated in the body, increases the oxygen in the body, increases the pH in the body, and it mobilizes the lymphatic system to get the heavy metals out, the chlorine and the dioxins out, the phthalates and the plastics out, and the metabolic waste. It also, by pulsating the water molecules, the water molecule, the hydrogen and oxygen, the bond between the oxygen and the two hydrogens, that angle gets smaller. And when the angle gets smaller, the water cell gets smaller. The blood cells, comprised mostly of water, will get smaller. And so now you have like a four-lane highway with motorcycles instead of a two-lane highway with semis. Now that's an exaggeration. But the blood can now go. It's the best blood thinner in the world. The blood can now go to places where it could not go before, like a bicycle can go where a car can't go, and you can go where a bicycle can't go. That's why it's helpful for neuropathy and diabetes and for getting rid of diabetic ulcers and things like that, and Raynaud's syndrome as well.
So all of these fun little tidbits you're throwing out must be part and parcel to why the Northern Europeans and all these people have been doing this, using this idea of heat or sauna. But it's different, right? They haven't been using far infrared. They use more of a dry sauna, right? In Northern Europe, yeah.
Well, there is about 3% far infrared generated. And the heat is very, very helpful as well. And there was a study that came out a month or two ago, about 20 years worth of research in for Finnish saunas. I'm not sure what country. I think Finland, but maybe not. And it just said that there's a 60% healthier heart rate. You know, people's hearts are way, way better for people who sauna regularly.
What goes on, do you know, with that, the heart?
Well, you know, again, it does increase the core temperature a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. Sweating is very healthy. You know, there's a man, a doctor from Greek times. I think his name was Hippocrates.
Oh, Hippocrates. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know him.
And he's got many, many famous quotes attributed to him. But one of the my favorite quote is, "Give me a chance to create sweat, and I will cure disease."
Really?
Well, dear disease. Hippocrates.
Hippocrates said that. Good for him.
Yeah. I discovered that in the book, No Sweat. That's N-O, sweat, no sweat, K-N-O-W, sweat. That's the definitive guide to reclaim your health by Dr. Bill Akpinar, a holistic dentist, an acupuncturist, a Chinese medical doctor, a medical doctor, and a Qigong master. He wrote that book in 2005, and it is an incredible book.
No sweat.
He also, no sweat, no sweat.
No sweat means
once you know sweat, as your teacher and your healer, life is no sweat.
No sweat. That's great, boy. That's great.
And this dentist doctor, he has recommended, he was voted the best cancer doctor in New York City in 2007 when he wrote this book.
Oh.
And he has recommended, I get calls from his patients almost every week saying, we want one of the relaxed saunas. I think probably we've sold about 80 of them for his patients.
I'll be darn. Hey, we got a little deal on the sauna, right? Not right now?
Yeah.
Well,
you want me to tell you the deal?
Whatever deal you got, we'll take it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, like most companies, in order to protect the education of the people who are promoting the sauna, have a price that they, like the Relax Sauna sells for $1,300, and we allow people to sell it for $1,195 plus 25 shipping on the internet. But you know, until the end of October 31st, 2017. We're going to give a $250 far-infrared 200-watt lamp free to anyone who purchases and mentions that they heard you on this show on the Patrick Timpone One Radio Network. So we're going to give them a free $250 lamp with the purchase of a Relax sauna.
Oh, at the regular price?
Yes, at the regular price. At $1,195, they're going to get a $250 lamp for free.
Oh, so, and they can just... Now, we still have a couple, remember, remaining on the other deal, so we can keep that too. Right?
Yes, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, we still got a couple remaining. We only have, I think, three left at the $995. Or you can get the $1,195 and through the end of October. So what kind of lamp? What is this lamp?
Well, it's a lamp. It's a gooseneck lamp. It's white, and it generates 200 watts worth of far-infrared ray, and you can put it by your teeth if you have a tooth pain.
Uh-huh.
And it can easily take a tooth pain from 7 to a 1 in about 10 or 15 minutes. It is very, very, very valuable.
So it's not near infrared, but it's far infrared lamp.
It's the same energy as the Relax sauna lamp. It's
Man.
The original product that they invented.
Could you shine that on like a unhappy colon or tummy or anything?
Absolutely. It's great for menstrual cramps, for sore throat, for earache, for headache, for sinus problems, or even if you hurt your wrist or your ankle or your knee, you can just put it on the knee. We have a professional model lamp, which is a medical device that is four times more powerful, but this little lamp is a healing device on its own. It is, you know, we have a dermatology clinic in Arizona that has sold 48 of these to their patients because it's one of the best things for getting rid of scar tissue.
Oh.
We had someone who got the Relax sauna maybe 6 months ago, and they told me that in 3 weeks, the scar tissue they had on their wrist for 30 years was gone.
Oh, so you could use this little lamp just for keeping your face snappy, happy too, just right on there, huh?
It's far infrared Relax energy, 98% pure far infrared ray. Yeah, you can do it for that and many, many other things. A lot of people use them by their desk. It's not a heater, but they can use it by their desk and put it on them, and it'll keep them warm.
Well, I want one.
Yeah, great.
Okay, I want one. Now I'm going to...
I know. It's
I want
nice.
One. You sold me,
you can
man.
Use it, I want one. You can use it at the airport.
Okay, so here's the deal. Just so you're clear, we have, I think, three saunas at $995, and if you can just order right through our website for the next few days till we move these, and then after that, and I'll let you know... They're going to be back at $1,195, and if you want to do the lamp deal, what you do is you're going to just email me and let me know, and then you can order. And just email me, and we'll work it out. And if you call Phil direct, you can do that, but it's messier that way, Phil. Let's just have him go
through. Yeah, let them just call you.
Go through me, or email me, go through me, and we'll get that lamp. Man, that'd be cool. And is it made by the same people
Yeah, it's made by the Relax Sauna Company in Taiwan. Yes, it is. It's the original product they created, actually.
Tell us a little bit about that. First off, here's a question from Steve. What does Phil recommend for a good method to clean the far infrared sauna? Does he like baking soda, vinegar, whatever?
No, you turn it on for 5 minutes. It's like a self-cleaning oven.
It'll just, how about the outside? Just wipe it down. That's all I know.
The outside never gets... Yeah. Dirty. I mean, it's nylon, however you wash nylon.
Yeah, just a gentle cleaner of some kind works.
Yeah, right? I recommend a health food store soap because they're usually healthier.
Dr. Bronner's or something like that.
Sure, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the people that originally made this win and how did you get hooked up with them?
Yeah, well, this is good. I incidentally, I'm looking at six... international awards that the Relax Sauna Company got. They got the Innovational Award of 1993 in Taiwan. They got a gold medal at the Germany Nuremberg Inventing Expo in 1995. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, they got a gold medal at the American Pittsburgh Inventing Expo and the Taiwan International Invention Award of 2006. So this company has had breakthrough technology, and they've been around for 40 years now. And 20 years ago, or 30 years ago, a Japanese company contacted this electrical company in Taiwan and said, hey, we want a hot to create with electricity a hot spring in a person's home. Can you create a hot spring in a home like the ones in southern Japan where people would go for healing, and in ancient days warriors after battle would go to get healed? Could you do this? And they said, well, we'll try. I don't know. We'll see what we can do. It took 10 years. It took 10 years to that have that aha, to plug in to, you know, the stream of consciousness where all inventions, you know, of the future are kept.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to plug into that and had no clue that the technology jump breakthrough they had is as different as the Edison to Tesla technology. It was an incredible breakthrough. And they use semiconductor technology. And I talked to a semiconductor mathematician the other day in Albuquerque when I was there at an extraordinary invention conference or technology conference. And he said, there's no wiggle room. There's no wiggle room with semiconductor technology. Most people have very, very little understanding of how far infrared works, how waves work. And as a mathematician with very little understanding of physics growing up, I myself was one of those. So what I've learned throughout the years is that there's a wave, like it's like a bell curve. And as the other saunas increase the heat or the wattage and hence the heat in their saunas, the bell curve flattens, which means, you know, a lot of people say that they have 95% far infrared ray energy. Yeah, it's 68 degrees with 0 watts. But once you increase the wattage, you lose the accuracy. And Planck's law, is the law of physics, says as you increase the intensity, you lose the accuracy. It's like a baseball pitcher throwing really fast. Sometimes it's really hard to be accurate. And so it turns out that 98% of the energy coming out of the relaxed sauna actually pulsates your water molecules and resonates with your cells. In a regular wooden sauna, usually it's about 50% of that energy resonates with your cells and pulsates their water molecules. It's not as strong. It's plus it's further away because you have to, especially if you're in a 2 or 3 person sauna, you're way, way far away from one of the sides. So one of your sides isn't getting it. And if you sit in front of the window, you're not getting any because cats lie in the sun. They don't lie in the shade. I don't know if you ever noticed
I've
that.
Noticed that, yes. Patrick lies in the sun, too. I don't know about cats.
That's right. Pat and cat rhyme.
That's
so
right.
That makes sense.
We, you know, the water molecules thing, I don't know. Let me just check something real quick. Let's see. Here's physicist.
Yeah.
Listen to this, okay?
Great.
Listen to this. Here's physicist, biologist, chemist, Dr. Gerald Pollack, on far infrared saunas.
Infrared energy is what builds this fourth phase of water. And the idea of a sauna, you know, you go in and you sweat and you receive this infrared energy and you feel great after you come out. I felt the same, and so have so many people. And most of us think, well, you know, it's just some sort of psychological issue, and it might be. However, experimentally, we know that infrared energy builds the fourth phase. Your cells should be filled with this fourth phase, but you know, we tend to be somewhat dehydrated and missing some of this fourth phase. And so what happens is if you subject yourself to infrared, the infrared is absorbed by your body, absorbed by your cells, and it converts ordinary water to fourth phase water, and then you feel better.
How cool is that? Structuring the water.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting, Phil?
It's really true because there's a rotational and vibrational change, way, way, way different than a microwave. There's a rotational and vibrational change that causes the water cell to pulsate.
Huh.
And it's magical, totally magical what happens.
So it's actually structuring the water, much like we structure the water to drink.
Very, very much. Water is, it's important for us to understand water, and unfortunately, most of the world does not.
And speaking of the fourth phase, Dr. Cowan, who we've had on, who's written a bunch of books on the heart, and he says the heart is not a pump, right? That it's not a pump, that the whole body is what moves the blood around the body. The heart is just a ram pump. Whatever goes in comes back out. The heart is not moving all this blood around, you know, this little muscle. And he says, and this is this fourth phase in the cells and the veins, which is electrically charged with the blood in the veins, and this is structured as well. And maybe that's what's helping the heart to get strengthening, the whole vascular system to get strengthened in the sauna. I'm just theorizing here. I don't know.
Well, you know, one thing I've learned about is I don't believe in belief. There are long-held, cherished beliefs that scientists are finding out are not true. And you know, like the heart is a pump.
Right.
And so I really like to be open, you know, to believe. Like, there's nothing I believe and there's nothing I don't believe is like what I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to say beliefs are like rental cars. When they don't serve you, take them back.
Give them back.
Yeah, give them back. I don't need you anymore. Hey, you were a great friend for 30 years, but all of a sudden you're starting to mess with me. Thank you. I need to go forward without you.
Yeah. Boy, that's well said. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, Phil? Because I think many of us, all of us humans, we get so attached to our belief, we get identified with it, and it's kind of part of who we are. And it's difficult sometimes to let them go because we feel like we wasted our time and all of that. But it's just not true, is it? Just let them go.
No. You know, like Rumi has a poem, you know, that indicates that, you know, it's, I died as a mineral and became a plant. I died as a plant and rose the animal. I died as an animal and became a human. What makes me ever think I've ever become less by dying? And beliefs can die. You know, let them die. Let them have a natural death. They serve their purpose. You know, plants have a life cycle. They grow, they die, and it's a cycle of life. And realizing, you know, actually, it's an illusion that we die.
Yeah.
Because just imagine yourself not existing. I can't do it.
Well, it's because you will always exist. That's right. And I tell you, I don't know. That's my ideas anyway. It's my experience.
But as long as I'm on this planet, I love having the relaxed sauna in my home. My whole lifestyle would have to change if I didn't have the relaxed sauna. Like this morning, I sat there, I lied there, and saying, wow. I mean, could you go into the sauna for 20 minutes in the morning? And it puts a cup of coffee and a shower to shame.
Yeah, I've never done it much in the morning, maybe 3 or 4 in the morning. You know, sometimes I could wake up 3 o'clock in the morning and have this great dream experience, and I go write it down, you know, and I'm kind of jazzed, you know. It's like, whoa. And, but so, of course, I'm still addicted to sleep on some level, so I want to go back, and I do that sauna, and it turns that little parasympathetic thing around, and man, just little nighty blinkers in no time. Man, back in dreamland.
Well, that's what I tell a lot of psychologists. We go to a lot of psychology conferences, like on energy psychology.
Do you?
And the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system start talking to each other when you're in the relaxed sauna. Because see, people go into the relaxed sauna at shows and they said, I feel like I'm being hugged by my grandma. I feel like I'm in the womb. I feel like I'm being nourished. See, the relaxed sauna is for everyone. You know, it's for the athlete who wants to excel. It's for the business executive who wants to be on his high game. It's for the housewife or the house husband who is having a lag at 3 in the afternoon, and you go in for 5 minutes with your clothes on, and oh my God, you can't go in to a $4,000 wooden sauna with your clothes on for 5 minutes and have any kind of effect, because they take 20 to 30 minutes to preheat.
Yeah, and I know you have people at shows that go in with their clothes on and just for 5 minutes, right?
Yeah,
and they feel better. Yeah.
Well, this is the 650 testimonies, about 200 or 300 of them from people who got rid of neck pain they've had for 17 months, a shoulder blade pain for 7 months, gone. You know, I've got them on video on YouTube, relaxed sauna testimonials. You know, search for on YouTube. It blows me away. I mean, that's a lot of testimonies. And this one friend of mine said, Phil, your pockets, you don't have deep enough pockets to pay all these people. They can't all be acting.
That's right. Here, say this. That's so if people go on YouTube, they want to get some testimonials, as a lot of people do, just put in relax sauna testimonials.
Yeah, huh? And if they add the word Lyme, they'll get 13 on Lyme disease as well.
On Lyme.
Because Lyme is really devastating. And when it can give you your life completely back, that's wonderful.
Are you surprised at my experience last night with just taking my mouth temperature at 105? Is that surprise you at all? I was kind of surprised it was that high.
Well, you know, it's like that may be the mouth, you know, maybe not the whole body temperature.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
yeah.
You get to 105, 106, it can kill you.
Right.
So that'll scare people.
That's
more
what
than...
the doctor said last hour when I mentioned. She said, well, it's not your, you're not heating from the inside out, you're heating from the outside in. And it's probably not the same as if you had a 105 fever.
Yeah. Basically, being in the relaxed sauna, basically, the Fahrenheit energy resonates with a water molecule and pulsates them. If all your water molecules are pulsating, it's like 100 people in a room dancing. It's going to get hot. So that's why it increases your core temperature. And, you know, like, you know, people, you know, I've seen it in the nutrition and exercise industry. The fanatical exerciser is saying, you know, I'm finally just starting to see the importance of good holistic nutrition. And then the nutritionist says, you know, I'm getting to see the importance of exercise. Well, it's not exercise, it's movement. And being in the relaxed sauna is a subset of movement. Exercise is a subset of movement. And there's a famous medical text, you know, written by Guyton, G-U-Y-T-O-N,
mm-hmm.
And he says that, you know, basically if you can do so much sweat, that's like a 6-mile run or a 45-minute cardiovascular workout, and 15 minutes in the relaxed sauna will produce that.
Joe wants to know, I'm enjoying the conversation about the sauna. I think I'm going to get one. Oh, good. Has Phil measured the internal temperature of the sauna after 10 or 15 minutes?
Yeah, usually in 5 minutes, you know, it's 130, 140 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you stay in 22 minutes, it slowly, the semiconductor chip controls the energy in the relaxed sauna and the heat. Now, most saunas, you know, that generate, you know, so-called infrared saunas, they go on and off, on and off. But the relaxed sauna never goes off. It just modulates. And so the temperature slowly does increase. It's 130, 140, and after 22 minutes, I am too hot to be able to handle it. And so it finally dawned on me after 6 years of having the relaxed sauna that all I had to do was just unzip the zipper a little bit, and it would let the heat out. I understand the temperature can actually get up to about 169 degrees.
Yeah, I've measured it. I think I've 165 one time.
Yeah, right.
But can
Absolutely.
We, what's also cool is, as you know, when we turn on the sauna, we have two little buttons. We could,
yes.
People could just, you know, I've never done it, but maybe after 20 minutes, you could just reach out and turn the one off.
Well, you know, if I want to meditate inside the sauna,
mm-hmm.
Now after 10 minutes, it's too hot. I come back into my body. I said, oh, you know,
right.
But if I do one of them, I can have an incredible 25-minute meditation without being uncomfortable.
And you go soul traveling in the far country.
That's right. You bet.
Checking things out.
Yeah, I move into beautiful, beautiful spaces. And truthfully, I had some experiences way back in the early 70s where I'm going in and out of this golden light, in and out of this golden light,
wow.
And I could feel the dross and the purity and all the cleansing and all my cells in my body being cleansed. And, you know, a step-down version of that is the relaxed sauna because mm-hmm. It's exactly what I'm feeling, because when I go in, I decide to get real calm and tune in and don't read, don't play with my cell phone. I usually duck my head and check out everything on my cell phone in the morning, and half the time I meditate. So it depends how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But it really feels like every cell in my body is being cleansed, every cell and purified, and I feel so good and so strong and so clear. You know, spiritual attunement and mental clarity, but the most important thing, it really brings joy. The relaxed sauna brings joy into your life. It gets rid of depression. It helps tremendously for autism. Helps get rid of the anxiety and the stress. I just interviewed this woman in Houston. I was in Houston at a biological dentist show, and the lady got in. She was a dental hygienist, I believe. And she says, I haven't felt this relaxed in years. I said, how old are you? 25. Yes, it's been 25 years since I felt this relaxed.
Hmm. How many revolutions around the sun have you been, Phil, this time?
I'm 69 now, 69 and 3 months.
Just a kid. Now listen
Just
to him.
A kid.
Listen to him and how he sounds and his you know, and 69 revs around the sun. So, I mean, I love the idea that never take advice from anyone unless they're getting the results that you want.
Well, you know, I really, I miss a couple of mornings every month, you know, and that's because I don't believe in ritual or rules. I mean, rules are temporary, but I basically, if I don't feel like getting in the relaxed sauna, I don't. I don't do it with drudgery, and I don't do it with obligation. As a matter of fact, I don't believe in drudgery either.
Yeah. No, here's a little email, and then we'll let you go, and we'll go over our little specials before we leave. Nancy writes in, is it okay for people who go into AFib now and then to use the sauna?
You know, I'm sorry, I almost don't know what AFib is, but I do.
I think it's atrial fibrillation where the heart, you know, gets a little feisty or, yeah.
Hey, the Mayo Clinic came out a long time ago saying they do not recommend hot tubs or regular saunas for any of their patients. However, they have found that the far infrared saunas are one of the healthiest things a heart patient can do. And so far infrared energy, undoubtedly, and you could check it gingerly, but I think you'll find it's one of the best things for afibrillation.
Yeah, and check with your doc, but do you say the Mayo Clinic actually endorses the far infrared?
Well, they did in 2004. Mm-hmm. You know, there's still people there who do it, but sometimes, like everything, the people in charge forgot about the old people's research, and they may not do that
sure.
to all their patients, but there's some people there who used to recommend it, and they came out with an article in 2004 that they did.
And I believe there is plenty of research that ties in the parasympathetic sympathetic to AFib, and we
yes.
definitely know that this will put you to more parasympathetic. No doubt
yeah,
about that. No doubt about
I
that.
I believe it would help a lot.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
By the way, you know, it's the far infrared does all the research. Lately, people have been coming out, you know, like I saw a video YouTube saying that near infrared does so much and so much, and that's what far infrared does. And then they said far infrared doesn't do it, even though there's 65 years worth of research. So one does want to be careful of marketing ploys and do your homework. You know, the proof is in the pudding. People get in the relaxed sauna, and they notice a big difference. And other saunas, you know, sometimes are like a car that goes 35 miles an hour. If you're used to driving a bicycle and you get a car that goes 35 miles an hour, you're going to be really excited. And then when you get the relaxed sauna, it feels like a car that goes 80 miles per hour. You just don't use the car that goes 35 miles per hour anymore.
Like a Mercedes-Benz, baby. Also,
you bet.
Be careful.
Bet.
There are a lot of knockoffs out there that look exactly like the Relax, and they sell for $600, $700, $800, right?
You see, what you do is you look at the generator. See, pretty wood does not generate any far infrared energy, nor does satin. Nor, you know, like it's the it, you look at the at you know, and there's some that have stones that are only about 18% far infrared ray, and it's like, oh my gosh! But see, and they talk a lot about, you know, bad evil EMF. Well, in the relaxed sauna, the relaxed sauna generator is an EMF protector, and you can go and get EMF protectors, and then use your other saunas or EMF protectors you can wear around your neck. It's like, but one of the best far infrared protectors EMF protectors is the Relax generator. People don't know that.
Well, you and I we're examples. I mean, if there was any bad things going on EMF wise with our sauna, we'd be sick.
Yeah, 14 years of doing this,
yeah,
and then all the other.
We'd be sick, right? I mean, come on. We'd be sick. Well, Phil, let's go over our little specials, and then we'll let you go back to work. On my end, we have about three. I'll have to check the exact three or four at $9.95. You can go and order right now on the One Radio Network. That's a sale price, generally $11.95. That's delivered continental U.S. You live outside Canada, somewhere else, email me. We work out the shipping. And the shipping is surprisingly not as much as one would think. I can't believe we can do that. And then,
well, we subsidize it. We just charge $25 for shipping in the United States.
But I mean, for the outside. Oh, good for you! I didn't know you did that. Well, good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, that's why we only charge you $25, and we charge $100 for the to Canada, Hawaii, Alaska, and Puerto Rico.
And then we have shipped plenty to Europe and to Australia through Phil, and then they go directly from Taiwan, where you get the 220,
yeah.
right?
So yeah, $225. they get the currency, the 220
yeah,
currency.
Yeah, 220, and it's $225. Yeah, cool. Yeah. So we have those that on sale, but then now through the end, through Halloween, Phil's going to do. What are you going to do, Phil, for people that order through me and just email me if you'd like to get this deal, the lamp deal?
Yeah, the Relax Far Infrared 200 watt lamp for free. It's normally $250. It is a great device. It belongs in every home. It truly does.
And then that's at the $1,195 price. So email me if you'd like to get the lamp deal. Just put in your subject line the Relax lamp deal, and we'll work it out. Cool, man. What fun.
Yeah. It's always good talking to you, Patrick.
It's a pleasure. It's an honor to know you. And well, you just keep at it. And if we can do anything, you let us know, okay?
Yeah, I can't answer any questions about any, I'll call them marketing ploys, you know, about any marketing ploys from any other company. But if you do the research and look at the generator that generates and study that, don't study the material, the wood or the plastic that the other portable saunas are made out of. That doesn't generate far infrared ray. It's the radiator, and our technology is there's nothing close to it. It works. It brings health.
And if can people contact you if they questions?
Yeah, they can do that. I'll give you my cell phone. It's 626-200-8454. And there's also the email is moment98@aol.com.
Wow, you're giving your cell phone. Man, you're brave. Okay.
I only get a couple a day. It's okay.
Okay, brother. Thanks. Well, we love you, and thanks to Amy and all the staff. Great working with you for all these years, and we'll see you real soon, and may the blessings be.
Thanks a lot, Patrick.
See you soon. Bye-bye. See you tomorrow, Andrew Goss. We're going to have a big time. Thanks for all your support. Appreciate it.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is One RadioNetwork.com.